This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of CUNA's Technology Council Conference and CUNA's member experience, operations and member experience council conference. Oh, that's a lot to remember. We will get it right by the time Friday rolls
that's
around.
Right.
So, but look who we have here in the studio lounge to kick off our coverage here, Mr. Andres Pasantes from Engage FI.
Yeah.
So how, well, I was about to say, how's the conference going for you? But it hasn't really started yet.
It hasn't. Look, the setup has gone well. I'm on a whirlwind. I flew in from Tampa this morning.
Yeah.
Got right in, delayed flight, set up, went down to some speed round presentation rehearsals for tomorrow, and here we are, seeing a lot of familiar faces, right?
Exactly.
A lot of hecklers walking by the walking by the hallways, but it's all great.
Well, I've already ran into a number of people that go, "Oh, you're interviewing Andres." I'm like, "What? How did you know that?"
I'm promoting it, Mike.
You're walking around. So, well, good to see you, and nice to meet you in person this time around.
First time.
Yeah, I know.
First time.
So, I mean, okay. Let's since the conference hasn't really started yet, what expectations do you have here? What, and then we'll talk about the main topic here in a second. But what expectations do you have for the CUNA Tech Operations and Member Experience Council Conference?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, fascinating. You can tell the bent-up demand for folks to want to get out, to get to the shows, particularly here. It's going to be a great attendance coming here. So many of the great credit unions around the country, not just West Coast, but around the whole entire country here, which is fantastic to see that. Looking first and foremost, reacquainting with all my old friends, partners, and clients. But so much to see here from a technology lens. They've got a unique speed round competition going on, which is going to be exciting.
Yeah.
We're part of that. I'll share a little bit more about that in a little bit.
Okay.
So we're so well known from a consulting firm lens, but we're here really this week to kind of present a brand new launch of a product.
So we have a product.
We have a product, Mike. So I'm looking forward to collaborating with everybody about what we have, what they're showing, but really getting reacquainted with what's going on in the industry from a tech perspective, from an up-and-coming technology lens. This is the place to be.
Yeah. Right? Oh, no doubt.
Really
no
is.
Doubt. Yeah. I mean, yeah. The foremost, most current, latest stuff is going to be here, especially in the speed rounds tomorrow. So,
absolutely.
So, nice segue.
Yeah.
Thanks for setting up your next question here. So, tell us about the launch of 360 FI, which you guys are going to be displaying tomorrow in the speed rounds.
Yeah. Look, we're ecstatic. We're absolutely ecstatic. So we. For 8 years now, we've been really known as a consulting firm with really heavy domain expertise strategy and thought leadership and vendor landscape and negotiating contracts and pricing for our clients across all domains, be it payments, digital banking, core platforms. What we have been doing is for the past 8 years is collecting enormous amounts of data. Data from all the vendors, data from all the solutions, for all asset tiers of credit unions across the country. And so instead of sitting here and manually doing internal analysis, is our clients getting the right pricing? Are the elements right for their size? Is it right for the product they're actually solutioning? We've actually doubled down on technology, and we've actually been taking all those thousands of lines of data and actually putting it into a proprietary database.
Okay.
And so now we have this phenomenal web-based proprietary database with all of this pricing intel for every type of solution, every type of platform across core banking, payments, digital, for every type of credit union. And so we can sit there now is take the tools we were using internally and we can actually share with our clients and say, we can help you now as you go through this process. You can actually reconcile the billing and your invoicing you're getting from your vendor. Now let me tell you, Mike, coming from the vendor space where I was at for 25 plus years, I'm not picking on any vendor, but any credit union asked today, while you're here throughout this week, one of the biggest issues they have is reconciling their bills on a monthly basis from their vendors. It's fascinating.
Really?
It's fascinating. I'm gonna put a wager out to you. Go out and ask folks that you're talking about what is one of the biggest painstaking problems they have with their vendor space. It's the fact that the vendors, no negativity or malice on their part. They use really outdated invoicing systems and accounting systems, all disparate for the different platforms they have.
Right.
And they really have a hard time keeping up and keeping space as you actually grow or add modules or add platforms and keeping that billing right. So the tool we provided actually helps our clients now reconcile on a monthly basis to the penny.
Wow.
To actually make sure what they're getting back from the vendors is actually 100% accurate.
You would think with all the cool technology that's out there already right now that this would be something that would have been shored up years ago.
It's amazing. And we got so many success stories. We've launched it for a few months now. We've actually helped some of our clients recoup hundreds of thousands of dollars in erroneous billing.
Mm-hmm.
And so conceptually, it's really, really cool. What you can do is you can actually create kind of a web-based client portal where your clients can come in. They can't just reconcile their bills. If they're actually looking for new platforms or new solutions, they can actually look into our platform and get vendor insights. What's the scoring systems of those platforms? How are they being priced for asset tiers of what they're in? So we're actually creating a community of analysis of data that our clients are actually getting the benefit of.
Wow. Yeah. So this is going directly to the credit union so that they can do this properly their vendor partners.
That's exactly right.
Oh my gosh.
And the fascinating piece is the vendors are actually coming back and actually giving us the accolades as well, saying, look, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Because there's actually goes both ways. There's underbilling, Mike, and there's overbilling in that process as well. So the portal's been a huge hit. We've launched it out into the market. It has so many different pieces to it. It's a very modular piece of a platform.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a contract locker concept. We're actually storing all of their vendor contracts, let them store them in one centralized location.
Mm-hmm.
Those contracts dictate the pricing elements in those invoices.
Right.
So we've got analysts assigned, actually study and analyze those contracts, make sure they match up to the pricing, and then store it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when your contracts are coming up due, or there's an expiration 2 years out, you get proper notifications that your contracts are coming due. Mm-hmm. Here's your proper notification. So you can actually deal with your vendor in the appropriate manner. So more of a vendor management concept going forward.
Okay. And so obviously you guys saw this as a challenge in the workspace, in this space.
We
and so we're like, hey, you know what? Let's build a better mousetrap, basically, right?
Yeah. So I'll see it from two lenses. One, our clients were coming to us. So as we're negotiating these brand new contracts, these brand new pricing elements, our clients were coming 2 to 3 months down the road saying, our pricing is all messed up. We can't get it straight. So we said, well, we have the data. We've mapped it all out for you. We can actually provide this tool for you and actually make sure that every month going forward from here to eternity, you always balance your invoice to what it's supposed to be.
Right.
So that part has been fascinating. As a vendor side, I know the issues we had as a vendor of actually keeping our invoices reconciled and balanced with our clients. So from two lenses, it's been a huge hit to rolling that out.
Well, and especially with all the fintechs popping up out there, there's thousands and thousands of them, literally.
Yeah.
So this just makes, that takes that headache away.
It does.
So, and allows them to like pick and choose who they want to work with. That's gives them a little bit more freedom, right?
I agree.
So
it's like it seems simplistic in nature. It's thousands of data lines of these invoices.
Imagine. Yeah, I can imagine.
You think about a debit or credit processor, it's hundreds and hundreds of lines of data. One small fraction of a mistake is really costs a credit union hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So it's been fascinating to launch it. The overwhelming response has been great. And so here we are at the speed round presenting, instead of talking about vendor analysis and instead of talking about just about strategy and thought leadership, we're rolling out a platform and a product
in
the fintech community.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, see you Engage now, Engage 5. I mean, you guys have come a long way in such a short time. I mean, the growth that your company has just experienced in the last few years.
It's amazing.
Good grief.
It's amazing.
But that's a testament of how well you guys serve your clients, the credit unions out there.
Yeah.
So you guys.
Mike, I'll tell you, it's 8 years now since Jen and James started the company. I've come on board the last few months to run as a COO with them.
Mm-hmm.
We've surpassed 50 industry consultants, domain experts in the company, which is fascinating when you think about James and Jen starting this by themselves.
Oh, I remember. I remember.
I used to watch your interviews with them.
It was at a CSCU conference, which is now Trellis.
That's right.
I think it was at the Vinoy in St. Petersburg.
They walked
up to me, hey, we got this consultancy going. Can we do an interview? I'm like, yeah.
50-plus employees, 185 clients, 500-plus projects.
Yeah.
We saved our clients over $2 billion in contract negotiations. And now today, the next evolution, which is let's give a platform and a product out to the clients. It's been great.
Awesome.
It's been fantastic.
The evolution is so cool to see success stories. And I'm really happy to deliver stories like this.
That's great.
And you guys are just doing a swell job,
a stellar
job, if you will. So yeah, anything else to add?
No, look, I'm sitting here in a 90-day probationary status, Mike. I've made it that far in the company. Things have gone extraordinarily well. I'm here alone. No Jen, no James, and I'm carrying the torch for us today. So I guess there's a lot of trust there, Mike, some way, somehow.
You're going it alone, so you're going solo this time around.
That's right.
Well done.
That's right.
All right, Andres. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a little bit and kicking off our coverage of the conference here in the right way. So look forward to more good news down the line.
Thank you.
Well done.
Great seeing you again.
All right, sir. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Good job.
Take care.
There he is. And Andres Pesante, the name just rolls off the tongue. Well done.
Take care.
Good job.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins. Origination technology for today's credit unions.